Election Day is less than a week away. All three seats are up for grabs in the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners race outside Philadelphia. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports.
The four candidates vying for those three seats identified voting rights, housing affordability, government spending, and public safety as some of the issues they want to address. Democratic incumbent Jamila Winder says as Montgomery County's first Black woman to serve as a commissioner, she brings a new perspective to the office.
My lived experiences, you know, over four decades will really lend itself well to the moment that we're in, whether it's, you know, addressing housing affordability or coming up with new streams of revenue to be able to deliver more services in the county.
Joining her on the ticket is attorney and educator Neil Makija, who teaches election law at UPenn.
Given the recent events in politics where our democracy itself is under threat, I felt it was incredibly important to have people who understand how to protect the right to vote in a local office that administers elections.
On the opposing ticket, Republican Tom DiBello is running to cut back on what he says is out-of-control government spending.
They're building this new justice center in Norristown. It's going to be close to $1 billion when it's all said and done with. It's just crazy. The spending is going to highly impact the county moving forward.
His running mate, Republican Liz Ferry, is currently a township supervisor in Upper Dublin. She's concerned about rising crime, the loss of open space, and spending.
There's no real assessment or auditing going on at the county level of our spending. So I'd really like to do a deep dive into the programs and determine what's working.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.